of being, you know, cantankerous and so forth. And she said, would say, nigger. Mm-hmm. Even in the hearing of niggers. She did that even 10 years ago, and I had to say, Aunts, no, I just can't have that, you know.
I think the best measure of Aunt Snow is if you tell about the New York Times.
Yeah, yeah. And when she came back here,
would you mind putting that on the
When she came back after, no, not a bit, not put the other on, she taught in Asheville, North Carolina, and then she had to come back, I think partly because she was disappointed she wasn't married, you know, she'd been married a few months, and which came back to take care of Mom, I think, after my grandfather died. And she helped Dad, she worked in the abstract office with Dad, and she opened the first little library here, too. She got it started. That was in the 1930s. And mainly just from books from Pop's library, because he had two things of Mark Twain and O. Henry and all of those, you know, and encyclopedias and stuff. But she would drive, she would get in her little car, and she was the worst driver I ever saw. Phew, Lord. And drive to Texarkana, 30 miles, which was about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, then to get the New York Times every Sunday.
So that continued until quite recently?
Yeah. Until she got to where she couldn't read anymore. She can't see at all.
And she was 95.
She's 90, yeah, 95 now. But the marvelous thing is that I'm sure it's hardening of the arteries. Part of it is senility. Part of it is, a lot of it, I think, is she was in this old, old house, you see. If there were ghosts, which of course they aren't, but she had all these memories, you see, of her mother, her father, her younger sister, who 20 years younger, who she just adored, Susie. She nursed her the last illness, and she died just 12 years ago, or 15 years ago. And she was in that old house, almost blind, for 3 or 4 years, and wouldn't move. And I hated to take her to have her taken to nursing home. I thought it would almost be better if she died there. It was because she had become so attached, had never been close, never had close personal loving attachments, I don't think, with anybody much. She'd always been sort of sarcastic and sharp and caustic and so forth. She was her father's favorite because she had a brain, a real brain. But become so attached to all of the things in the house. She's the one who kept all of the things. And the reason I have things right now, I have to go up to Washington and get china, silver, all this stuff. Aunt Snow kept it all. She didn't, the last 6 or 8 years ago, yeah, if you want to cut this off.
This is fascinating. This is really, as I say, it's, well, I'm sure you've sensed
well, it's,
that
it's,
attitudes are just as important.
Yeah, it's like Tennessee
words.
But the last time I came down, when I had a couple of friends of Aunt Snow's, I said, please call me, let me know if Aunt Snow urgently needs me. I had, Dad was up there with us then, my father. Well, I said, Lily Snow, you have to come down. That was my name when I was growing up, Lily Snow. You have to come down. Mother, yeah, Aunt's just lost her mind. She just lost her mind. Yeah. She just doesn't know where she is, and she goes out on, and she calls to people out, sit on the porch and everything. You have to come down and do something with it. And so I came down and stayed with her a week, but just my being there, anybody being there in the house, and her talking, you know, she got much better just in a week. I knew it. Then she...